Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, except for allergies.
Well, tell them to go away.
Okay, I will.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
We'll wait another 5 minutes, because the readings this week are short.
Okay. Wait. Hey, I have one. Boy, it is so pretty today.
That's true every day.
Right.
But it's nice that you appreciate it today.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go out later and finish and plant my vegetables.
Okay.
I'm growing tomatoes and cucumbers and eggplant and squash and peppers. I'm hoping I have enough this year to can or to dehydrate.
Okay. Two more minutes and then we'll start.
Okay.
I don't think people understood that there were classes continuing this week.
I don't think so either. We Hannah and I went on last night thinking maybe you'd do the Omer, but then since it was, you know, we weren't sure.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and counted.
Well, this week I'm in the morning and at night. We'll be counting starting tonight. Well, not starting, continuing tonight, because I did it individually with the Pesach holiday.
Yeah, right.
But on Chol Hamoed, we'll have classes.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right, let us begin. What we're doing here, what we're we're doing here today is reading the Torah. Because what's important is the Torah reading whenever we have that opportunity. So we are reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 1 to 16. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud could Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Liakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino, Amadunai Elohino, Alena Maaseya, Denu Kunune, Alena Maaseya, Denu Kununehu. Chapter 13, verse 1. Vadaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Verse 2. Well, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 2. Kadesh li kol bekor peter kol rechem bifnei. Yisrael ba'adam u'ba'abhema lihu. Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. The third verse.
Vayomer Moshe el ha'am zachor et hayom hazeh asher yitzatem mi mitzrayim mi beit avadim ki bechozek yad hotziyo Hashem etchem mizeh v'lo ye'akel chametz.
And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by the strength of the hand of the Lord, he brought you out from this place. There shall be no leavened bread eaten. Verse 4.
Hayom atem yitz. Yotzim b'chodesh Aviv.
This day you go forth in the month of Aviv. The fifth verse.
V'chaya ki yevi'acha Hashem el eretz ha'kena'ani v'ha'chiti V'ha'emori, v'ha'chivi, v'ha'evusi, asher nishpa, la'avotecha, la'et, l'ach, eretz zavach halav, udvash v'yavata, et ha'avoda, ha'zut,
and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, which he swore unto your fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. And the sixth verse.
Shivat yamim tokal matzot uvayom hashvi hagla Hashem.
7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. The seventh verse.
Matzot ye'akel et shivat Hayamim velo yerae. Lecha chametz velo yerae. Lecha seir. Lecha givu lecha. Unleavened bread shall be eaten throughout the 7 days, and there shall be no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all of thy borders. And the 8th pasuk. Vehi gata levicha bayom ahu lemor ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'seiti b'mitzrayim. And thou shalt tell thy son in that day, saying, it is because of that which Hashem did for me that I came forth out of Egypt. The 9th pasuk. U'echaya lecha le'ot al yecha u'zikaram bein einecha le'man tiye torat Hashem. Beficha ki biyad hazaka hotziacha Hashem mimitzrayim. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in thy mouth, for with a strong hand hath Hashem brought thee out of Egypt. Shamarta et hachuka hazo lemoada miyamim yamima. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year. The 11th verse. Uechaya ki yaviyacha Hashem El eretz hakanaani kasher nishba lecha v'la'avotecha untana lach. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee. The 12th verse. Va'avarta ko peterechem la'ashem v'kol peter she'ger beheima asher yihye lecha hazkarim la'ashem. That thou shalt set apart upon Hashem all that opens the womb, every firstling that is a male which thou hast coming of a beast shall be the Lord's. The 13th. Wekol peter hamor tivde beseve imlo tivde va'arafto wekol bekor adam bevanecha tifte. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break its neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy sons shalt thou redeem. Verse 14. Behaya ki shalcha bincha machar lemor mazot v'yamarta eila b'chosek chosek yad hotzianu Hashem mimitzrayim. Mi beit avadim, And it shall be when thy son asks thee in time to come, saying, What is this? That thou shalt say unto him, By the strength of the hand of Hashem, he brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. The 15th verse. Vayiki hiksha paro lishalchadu v'yaharog Hashem kol bekor be'eretz Mitzrayim mi bekor Adam v'yad bekor behema al kenani zoveach l'Hashem kol peterechem Haz Karim v'kol b'kor banai efdeh. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all that opens the womb, being males, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. The 16th verse. V'chayaliot al yedcha yadcha ultotafot bein einecha ki bechozek yad Otsianu Hashem, me Mitzrayim. And it shall be for a sign upon thy hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes. For by strength of hand, Hashem brought us forth out of Egypt. That's the end of the reading. There is a maftir that we will read shortly. But just a few comments from the reading. There are two verses in this, the last one and one earlier, that talks about the tefillin. The question is, why are there two? And that's because most people don't know this, but the Sephardic Minhag, the Sephardic custom, is to wear two sets of tefillin. One that follows the teachings of Rashi, and one that follows the teachings of the Rabbeinu Tam, who is his grandson. And both sets of tefillin should be worn. There are different customs. Sometimes some communities only allow the Rabbeinu Tam to be worn after the marriage, but others have them worn from the time of their 13th birthday, from their bar mitzvah. Another aspect that is taught in this short reading is the sacrifice of the firstborn. But what the real message is, what you own, be it an animal or a thing, a living thing or a non-living thing, your consciousness pervades those aspects, the animal or the thing. Why does it have to be redeemed, this firstborn concept? Because Satan waits at every opening. And when you open the womb, Satan is there to take his portion. But Satan doesn't limit himself to a simple portion of a human being, or a donkey, or an animal. of a living thing, he receives energy from all living things. And by recognizing this and redeeming it, we remove Satan from all of these living beings that come through a womb, because a womb is an opening. And Satan is at every opening, whether it's your door, which is why you put a mezuzah, or other aspects. And in this month of battles, of wars, of conflict, which is what the energy of Mars is all about, we need to remember that. We need to focus on those mitzvot. Even though we may do the redemption any time during the year when is appropriate, like we redeem the firstborn on the 30th day, it's important for us to take control of that consciousness during the month of Nisan, when Mars is in control. And this allows Satan to leave whenever we do the Pinyan Aben, whenever we do the redemption of the firstborn. If you have questions, feel free to ask them. We're going to go forth and read the Maftir. And the Maftir is six verses from the Book of Numbers, chapter 28, verses 19 to 25. Verse 19 of chapter 28 in the Book of Numbers. Vehi kravtem ishe ola la shem parim b'nei bakar shenayim v'yayil echad v'shival kivasim b'nei shana tamimim hiyu lachem. But ye shall present an offering made by fire, a burnt offering unto Hashem. Two young bullocks and one ram, and seven he lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. Verse 20. Umin chatam solet belulav hashamen. Shelosha ezronim lapar, ushne ezronim la'ayil tasu. And their meal offering, fine flour mingled with oil, 3/10 parts shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 parts for the ram. Verse 21. Isaron, Isaron, Taselikavesh, Haechad Lashivat Hakavasin. Several 10th parts shall thou offer for every lamb of the 7 lambs. Verse 22. Uzir chatat echad lekaper aleichem. And 1 he-goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. Verse 23. Milvad olad haboker asher leolat. He shall offer these beside the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. Verse 24. Kaileta sulayom shivat yamim lechem ishereach vichoach lashem alolat hatamid yeaseh venisko. After this manner you shall offer daily for 7 days the food of the offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and the drink offering thereof. Pasuk 25. Uvayom hashvi mikra kodesh yihye lachem kom lechet avoda lo tasu. And on the seventh day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no matter of servile work. This last verse is talking about the seventh day of Pesach, where we have the holiday connecting to the breaking of our own limitations called the splitting of the Yam Suf. And there are other intriguing aspects that we could ask questions about these offerings. One might be, why does the ram only have 2/10 of a meal offering, whereas the bull has 3/10? And this is my opinion of that question and answer. The bull has all three energies, but the ram, has less of a connection to the central column. That is my opinion. It may not have justification, but that's what my intuition spoke to me as I read the verse. That is the end of our reading for today, our class. We will meet again tonight at 4 o'clock, where we will start the counting of the Omer and then move into the Deep Zohar class. And then our 7 o'clock class, which will be the writings of the Ari. If you have a question, ask it. Are there any questions? If not, I wish you all a beautiful day. Shalom. Shalom Gadol. We'll speak later. And tomorrow morning, we will have a similar class as well at the 7 a.m. West Coast time. Shalom to all.